Can I just say Alex?
Yes, please.
Thank you. And, who are you today? Smartass. You and your characters, damn it. Everybody's all confused at CITR. All right. This is 101.9 CITR. Thanks very much for listening. That was Peter Schilling. Anyway, 30 years ago, I heard that song in the early 80s. And I've been trying to find out who the heck that was. And in, 8 seconds, that's all Luke Meat needed. And he told me it like that. I knew it was Peter Schilling. A song called Major Tom. Fantastic. This is my last song. Take care.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, apparently the station of confusion, because no one knows what's going on here. But anyway, it's now Mantis Cabinet with me. My name is Alex. I talk on the air. I like prog rock. And before we start it off, because we got to figure out some stuff. Two things. Bunch of things. Octopus Project is coming to Vancouver February 25th. They're really good. They just released a new album. Everybody should check it out. And then, of course, like what I've been saying pretty much every fucking day to anyone who's ever talked to me is, Godspeed! In, like, a week and a half. It's like, I'm so excited. I don't know, man. I'm gonna cry or something. That's gonna be epic. I'm gonna have like, I'm gonna become like a.
I've never heard of them. Who's that?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Out. Out.
It's a joke.
I didn't
I'll
say
be
that.
Telling them all day.
No. What was I gonna say? I was about to say I might become a born again Christian, but I mean that. But like, not a Christian. I'd like come out of that show and be like, and, like, change my life and, like, stop doing things.
Maybe you'd become in a wheelchair. It'd be the reversal of the Benny Hinn show.
Maybe. I'd leave there. Oh, that's terrible. Okay. What else happened? What else happened is the Sasquatch lineup got released. And I'm kind of iffy on it. It's Foo Fighters are headlining.
Yay!
No one's 15 anymore. Except 15-year-olds, but they don't go to Sasquatch. Oh, it's aggravating. Anyway, not 100% on the first tune, but we will try to play music that is good today. The first track is by the Sound Offs off their album The Angry Desert. So check it out.
Thank you. ears of an audience who have just seen a preview of Vampire Playgirls.
I think that type of sexual activity is disgusting.
I love the nude scenes in the torture chamber.
People who make movies like that are perverted.
Those vampires can bite my flesh anytime.
Vampire Playgirls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up? We'll be right back.
And that last band was Coban off, they haven't, I don't know if they've officially released an album, but that was called Solid Gold, and they were playing at Zoo Shop over the weekend, and I saw them, and they played music. It was good stuff. They were previously called Manta Ray Gun, apparently, and I was talking to this guy in the crowd, and I put on this really terrible English accent. And then, like, 10 seconds in, he put on this other terrible, like, New Zealand accent. And then we just had this conversation about where we were from, and our stories were really inconsistent. And at the end of it, he gave me a T-shirt, and it's just got a manta ray on the cover. And it's really badass. So the moral of that story is put on silly accents whenever you go out, because you never know if you'll get a free T-shirt. And now I don't have to do laundry this week, because I can fully just wear this shirt all week. So that's my story about that. Do we have another song to play?
We do. This next one is a band that was called Sunny Day, and the song is called Beyond the Shadow of Doubt.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Thank you.
And that last track was Mr. Joe Meek with a song called Love Dance of the Soruth. That was Joe Meek and his Blue Men. If you have not heard the music of Mr. Meek, it is time to get around to that. Because he was obsessed with the occult, and I quote, and the idea of the other side, he would set up tape machines in graveyards in a vain attempt to record voices from beyond the grave. In one instance, capturing the meows of a cat he claimed was speaking in human tones, asking for help. Now, maybe the cat was, but in particular, he had an obsession with Buddy Holly and other dead rock and roll musicians. And on the 8th anniversary of Mr. Holly, Meek killed his landlady and then himself with a single-barrel shotgun that he had confiscated from his protege, former Tornadoes bassist and solo star Hines Burt. So please get around to that. That is from Joe Meek and the Blue Men. This next track that we have for you is Wanda Jackson from 1961. This track is called Tunnel of Love.
Of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. Get you someday. Here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love.
Ava Mark Vort of New Westminster raised awareness for cystic fibrosis and became the subject of an award-winning documentary. Celebrate her life at the 65 Red Roses Benefit Concert, February 11th at Massey Theater. Featuring Dan Mangan, Hannah Georges, and the Zolas, all proceeds will benefit the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit masseytheater.com or cfvancouver.ca.
Thank you.
not. What was that last track?
That last track was Roy Smick with Lil Grass Shack. That was from the Mississippi Records mixtape volume 6, which is a series of 78s and old slide Hawaiian guitar.
And, so that was that. But I have a little story to tell you. And essentially, it's how funk came to be and where funk now exists. Anyway, check it out. I may have revealed too much, but this is so stellar.
You see, the funk is a living creature, about the size of a medicine ball, but covered in teeth. Came from another planet. It landed on Bootsy Collins's house. Huh? Back then, Bootsy was just a simple farmer. But he took one look at all those mauve titties and he lost his mind. He began to milk the funk.
This ball producing some sweet cream.
Made himself a funk shake.
Raise the Lord.
He began to feel fizzy inside. He found he could see round corners.
What the?
Suddenly, he passed out. But when he came to, baby, he was slapping a bass guitar fast and loose like some kind of delirious funky priest.
Oh, yeah.
2 months later, he was world famous with his band, Parliament, and everybody wanted a piece of the funk. Rick Wakeman, even the Bee Gees.
Oh, give me that funky milk.
One day, Parliament were traveling on the mothership, fooling around with the funk.
Pass it over.
When George Clinton kicked the funk clean overboard.
Oh, man.
That was July the 2nd, 1979, the day the funk died.
The funk lives on at CITR 101.9 FM.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. We had to turn that off to make sure that you are not listening to Fred FM, in case that sounded like your cab ride home on Saturday night. This next track is a song by my wife. It is called Black Woman.
Run, yeah, oh, black woman. And sit on daddy's knee. Well, I've got something to tell you, pretty mama. Don't you holler, please. Well, I'm going up the country. Don't you want to go? Well, I'm going out in Texas to hear that warlock's moan. If he don't only suit me, black woman, I'm going to drive my bell cow home. Oh, don't your kitchen feel lonesome? When biscuit roller gone.
Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And that last track was by this Vancouver band called Watermelon, spelt like the fruit. They're releasing a 7-inch in a couple weeks, and I saw them. They played last Thursday at Honey Lung, and it was very musical and swell. Actually, this Saturday, when I came back from Zoo Shop, because I'm going to tell you guys about my day, it was 12:30, and I had an exam to study for the next day, so I was I'm going to get to bed kind of early, but the people upstairs, There's like five Irish guys. We're having a party. And so we ended up playing drunk charades until 5 in the morning. It was awesome. But that's my story. Do you have the next tune, Cat?
I do. I'd be happy to have my new name be Cat. But the new one that we're going to play here is also from the Mississippi Record Series. This is Slim and Ann with a track called Just Can't Stay Away. We'll be right back.
And that last track was The Social Outcast with a track called Mad from Lux and Ivy's Favorites, Volume 12. Before that, we had Roy Smek. Oh, no, just before that, we had UV Race from Australia from a self-release tape called Homo with a track called Down Your Street. That is being picked up by a few labels, and one of them is In the Red, so stay tuned for that. That is UV Race. Just before that, we had Slim and Ann from the Mississippi Records tape series, Volume 1, with a track called Just Can't Stay Away. Next up, we have more Exotica for you, but please don't fall asleep at the wheel if you're very tired. I know I was not getting a lot of sleep because the people living above me, well, let's just say that I got more sleep when they was fighting. But this next track is none other than Conway Twitty with a track called Lonely Blue Boy.
My name should be trouble, my name should be woe, for trouble and heartache is all that I know. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. My life has been empty, my heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Well, I'm so afraid of tomorrow. So tired, so tired of today. They say that love is the answer, but love never came my way. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown, so if you should find it, and if you're alone, well, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name.
They call her Shanty Tramp. Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and revved for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
I'll be trying around for your love much too long. People call me a fool, but I still don't think I'm wrong. Whip me like a mule and I love you to your groove. Why won't won't you love me again? Whenever you strike me, I know that you like me. I've got the love to show.
The segment from a new one by Mark McGuire called Nothing Personal. We are signing off. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This was Mantis Cabinet. We are available for downloadable audio podcasting. This next one is called Jesus is Real, and it is from the Smithsonian Folkways collection. Next up, we have The Rib. Stay tuned for that, and there should be a few shows coming up here soon. We will have a lovely cathartic Valentine's Day show for you, but nothing romantic.
Yeah.